but he had all the time in the world. He'd just been to the hospital and been operated on for a hernia. A person who takes a joke well and laughs and, you know, is easy to be around, you say, is
jolly.
Mm-hmm. Has a good sense of
humor.
Uh-huh. And a fellow that you can't play a joke on, he flies off the handle, you say he's
I would say he's flighty, nervous, or radical.
Well,
more likely to be flighty, though.
If you've seen somebody play a joke on this fellow and the guy got mad, somebody else goes to play a joke on him, you say, don't play a joke on him, he's...
He's what?
Does my smoke bother you?
Yeah, I smoke all the time. Hey, you got me there. I would say he's...
What would you call a boy when he's growing up, when he bumps into things and he doesn't control his feet, knocks things over?
Yeah, I was a kind of sleepy kid, but that's not right. Not things up.
Don't be so. What would you call a person who never spends a nickel?
Oh, he'd be called tight, wouldn't he?
And if a person is 95 and goes downtown every day and...
Pretty active.
Mm-hmm. A person who's 95 and still has a keen mind would be...
Yeah, he would be pretty alert. I guess.
Mm-hmm. If you're a little apprehensive about something, you don't want it to happen, and you don't really know if it's going to happen or not, you say, well, I feel rather what about that?
Well, you could say I would be tense or...
Mm-hmm. And children sometimes won't go past the graveyard after dark.
Mm-hmm.
Because, why?
No, the fear of... Well, I don't know how to say it. And bodies, spooks, I guess.
And if these are in a house, you say the house is...
It's haunted.
Mm-hmm. And they won't go in this house because they're...
They're afraid.
A person who takes no pride in his appearance and wears ragged old clothes, maybe he's got grease slopped all over him, you'd say is...
Sloppy or dirty.
And a person who